This is a Cattle Cast Extra.
I'm Mark Bezita. The new production of the legendary Miss Saigon is now playing at Wharton Center. We're out here in East Lansing now with Jackie Nguyen, who plays Kim. Welcome to Cattle Cast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, for those not familiar, what is the story of Miss Saigon?
Well, Miss Saigon is a story of a Vietnamese orphan named Kim. She comes into a bar that is owned by a character named the Engineer, and she works there, and she ends up meeting an American GI named Chris, and they fall in love, and it's a story about love, sacrifice, and survival, and just the entire musical unfolds from that point on, and there's a many scenes about the war and her journey through this.
And this is a story that's actually been around since the late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. But what makes this new revival different from the original one?
Well, we have the Broadway revival tour that we're doing right now has amazing orchestrations. We have different lyrics than we did before. All of the Vietnamese that's used in the show is authentic, which is one of the jobs that I actually have. I'm the Vietnamese language consultant on the tour to make sure that everything that's spoken in Vietnamese is done in an authentic way. And a lot of the scenes that we have recreated is a bit more raw, a bit more truth-telling, and our spectacle is much bigger than it was before. A lot of the scenes that contain like a Cadillac and our infamous helicopter scene is much bigger than it was in the past.
Okay, so people who may have seen the original will still get a slightly new experience to this show, for sure.
A highly elevated experience of that.
And I know this story has a very personal connection with you, and you've dedicated your performances to your mother and your three brothers who successfully escaped from Vietnam years ago. What was that experience like from them? I mean, what have they shared with you about it, and how do you bring that into the role that you're playing?
Well, my family has struggled to share a lot of those experiences with me because I am the first American born in my family. And to them, sharing a lot of their stories with me, they felt like would bring me sadness. So they would refrain from telling me a lot. But the things that they would tell me when I would ask them were pretty horrific. A lot of the things that the stories that they share, for instance, my mom only had one blanket to share with the four of them. And so at night in the rain, one night they fought so much. My brothers were little and they were fighting so much that over the blanket that she ended up cutting the blanket into four different pieces so that each person could have their own because they were just fighting over it. And that one fight to her just like was so difficult because she just looked down and she just saw that, you know, I just have one piece of fabric to support and to, you know, give my sons warmth. And those type of little stories I'll hear every so often. But my mom's story that is truly ironic to our show is that she was 17 when the war began. Mm-hmm. And she ended up meeting an American GI. His name is Lemuel Douglas, who I have met, but he has passed since. And he is the father to my three brothers. And so my brothers are all half white, and they they are somewhat a product of the war. And we talk about that in our musical a lot. Unlike the story of Kim, there are many differences as well. But my mom was there at the gates during the big evacuation, which is a scene that we portray mm-hmm. in our show. But my mom did end up coming to the States in 1984. It took a really, really long time, about 10 years, for her to be able to come to the United States properly with my three brothers.
Sure.
And
has she had a chance to experience watching you on stage?
Yes.
And I can only imagine what that must feel like, not only just being proud of her mm-hmm. daughter for, you know, doing, you know, Broadway shows, but with that connection to the story itself, too. That has to be really extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. Every time she has seen this production a few times, and each time it's a different reaction from her. Sometimes she'll just focus on the production quality because the story itself is pretty difficult for her. And then there are other times where she does actually, you know, put herself in Kim's shoes, and it becomes so overwhelming for her that there are certain scenes that she kind of has to look away at. But overall, it's all met with positivity and honor, and she's just extremely happy to see me not only being a somewhat successful actor, because it is a really difficult career to be in, mm-hmm. but to then bring her story to audiences. It's just like a full circle moment for me and my family.
And for many people, this is a story that they wouldn't hear otherwise or may not know mm-hmm. about. And so do you think that even the historical portions of it mm-hmm. will be not just entertaining, but really bring life or bring a new experience to people?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, it becomes a little difficult when it comes to the Vietnam War and that subject with our country. You know, there are many documentaries, there are many opinions about what sides, and I think that bringing this musical to light is going to be an amazing asset for younger audiences as well. Mm-hmm. And it is still relevant to today. This is a story of refugees as well. And, you know, in this climate, I mean, we have these stories that need to be told. And if our musical can shed light on one narrative, I think that it will kind of spark a little bit of acknowledgement in the audiences, you know, because we have characters in our show fighting to survive in their own country, mm-hmm. fighting to survive to try escape to another country. And that could not be more relevant to today right. than ever. So I hope that, you know, our themes can be carried through.
And to have sort of an inspiring, you know, role models to look at and to know that people who went through and struggled during really challenging times mm-hmm. can make it and can be successful and, you know, can live through it.
Absolutely.
And that's got to be quite an experience.
Yeah.
And I imagine, you know, do you get to see, you know, when you're on stage, mm-hmm. do you feel like you can connect with the audience at certain times of the play, or do you see reactions to the crowd?
I mean,
stuff like
yes,
that?
We do. Yeah. We can definitely feel different energies according to the different theaters that we're in. Sometimes we're much farther from the audiences, so it feels a little bit more removed. But then there are times where we're much closer and we can feel, I mean, we hear applause, we can hear laughter. And overall, though, when we end the show and we're bowing, we bow in silence. We don't bow to music like an opera. Mm-hmm. And those are the moments where I can feel the audience's reactions the most. Through their applause and how they react when different characters come on stage to bow. It's an incredible moment for us.
Oh, I bet. So what got you interested in acting in the first place?
Miss Saigon.
Was it? Okay.
I did not think I was going to do musical theater. I thought I was going to be a backup dancer in LA. I did not really know where my career was going at the time. I was, you know, 17. I was choosing different universities and colleges. And a mentor of mine, I was starting voice lessons very late in my musical theater career. I was only 17. And she suggested that, she was like, hey, you don't really know anything about musical theater. You should go see a local production of Miss Saigon. They're touring. I think it was the second national tour that was coming through. Mm-hmm. And I went to go see it. It was 2005, 2006. And I went with one of my best friends and I saw the professional production of Miss Saigon. And I watched it and I said, I'm going to do that. And now I'm doing it.
Doing it. That's a great story right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Miss Saigon has been constant in my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we should say congratulations are in order, too, I understand, on your recent engagement. And,
yes.
And photos of this went viral mm-hmm. on BuzzFeed and, I mean, all over the place.
Yes.
Would you share a little bit about that experience?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm actually recently married.
Okay.
The engagement photos were done last year. We did like a fun dynamic duos. We dressed up as different characters that we admire. And it was an art project that kind of got big and it got viral a little bit for a while. And that was really exciting and fun. And yeah, I'm very proud of the project.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's a fantastic show for people to see, again, from a historical perspective, but also a very entertaining and musical show. And
yes.
I'm sure you encourage people to come out and check it
yes,
out.
Yes, please come out. Please see it.
Well, we should mention that tickets are still available for Miss Saigon. It's playing now through Sunday, March 17th, here at Wharton Center in East Lansing. For tickets, people can go to whartoncenter.com or call 1-800-WHARTON. So, Jackie Wynn, thank you for joining us today on Cattlecast.
Thank you.
With a Capital Area District Libraries membership, you can download Grammy-nominated music, borrow musical instruments, even receive special offers on performances at Common Ground and Wharton Center. Sign up now to get these and other great services.